Oh, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Gunsmith Show. It's 8 o'clock. It's US 103.1. It's the Gunsmith Show.
That's right.
Jonathan Smith, he's the gunsmith. Special guest with us in studio, Eric, we're going to talk with momentarily. Eric, you've heard before from Williams Gunsight Company. A wealth of knowledge. We're going to talk about all the stuff they've got going on. We're going to pick his brain about hunting with suppressors. You can do that. We're going to go into that as well. Lots to get to. We're going to do some FBI crime report statistics. And I don't know if you know it, but there's an election going on just a couple of days, John.
I think what? I read some about that.
Yeah.
I got home last night. The other night, I guess it was a couple nights ago, and I went to the mailbox, and it was like that.
Yeah. He's holding his hands about 3.5 inches apart.
And I stop every time I get the mail now. I stop at the recyclable bin.
Yeah.
And I
pitch. Yeah. It's almost like dealing cards.
There's quite a bit of information out about this election coming up.
You know, and the main thing I don't like is your name is on all these things. Think of how many mailing lists you're on.
Oh, geez, yeah.
You know, this is darn close to communism, I'm telling you. Darn close.
I'm saving I'm going to make a collage.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
I actually cut my name off every one of them and shred it because I don't want my name in the garbage. I'm not garbage, although...
Did you see him?
Biden thinks I am.
I got to tell you, this is the greatest thing ever. And people talk about this. Do you remember Michael Dukakis wearing the helmet in the tank?
Yeah, butthead.
Or Mitt Romney wearing flannel out at the Iowa fair eating a corn
dog. He's like the fakest man I've ever met in my life.
None of them could do it. Did you? Kamala Harris and Gretchen Whitmer at the bar. They pretend like, oh, it's a hot mic. They're going to hear us talking. And it's totally staged. It's like,
it's terrible.
It's ridiculous.
They're pheasant hunting and not being able to load your shotgun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Tim Walz, exactly.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. He got it crooked against his thigh.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
But, awkward.
But Trump does this, and he's in on the joke. He's winking at you as he's doing it, which is what makes it so fantastic.
Yeah, he knows how to entertain, and he also knows how to be a darn good president, and he knows how to keep our gun rights, and that's what I care about. So I'm voting red. So I've already voted. So
I did too.
That's all I can say. You know, it's going to be 34 degrees this morning, 56 degrees this afternoon. Fall is upon us, and it's November. November 2nd, we got 3 days to election day, so it's top of mind for me. I don't want to dwell on it the whole time. I got Eric sitting here. We're going to talk about guns, but there's a couple things I want to talk about that I think are important. And, you know, this election is probably the most important election I've ever voted in for our rights, because I've never seen our rights be attacked as much as they are right now. And, it's imperative that you vote, and you need to talk your friends into voting your way if you're voting pro-gun. I saw a really good old friend of mine. He's in his mid-80s, drive past me yesterday, and in the front passenger seat, he had a big Harris sign. And I thought, you know, I've never talked about guns with him in my life. And it's like, I probably should have, you know, just that he understands. And my son said, no, Dad, remember, he's very, very liberal. And I said, well... It takes all kinds to keep this planet going around, but we need to keep our rights. That'll keep our sanity. And without our rights, what do we have? Communism is what we have. So now we know we're going to talk about Williams in this show today, too, because there's some really cool stuff going on there we'll get into in a little bit. But I wanted to get a report from that Kalyan Noir. Kalyan Noir. He's always got really, really good insight. If you've ever seen him on TikTok or on X or anywhere he's at, he posted a really good interview the other day about the crime stats and with revised FBI violent crime data from 2022. Now, this is in the heart of just coming out of some of COVID. And right in the midst of it all of a sudden, the Biden administration and his press secretary start talking about how the violent crime stats gone down. And
well, not just then. The revision didn't come out until after the debate.
Yeah.
When the debate moderator used the fake stats to correct the president talking about the increase in crime. Actually, factually, you know that's not true because of the crime stats from the FBI. And then the FBI comes out a week or two later and it's like,
It was actually. Biden had claimed, the Biden administration had claimed, and I'm sure it wasn't Biden, it was, you know, the puppet master saying it's down 2.1% drop. You know, we've got a drop in violent crimes, which is awesome. We'd love to see that. But realistically, you know, they can say one thing and say what's happening, but we feel something different on the streets.
They change. They manipulate all of it.
They manipulate everything. I don't think they honestly know how to tell the truth no matter what happens. So actually, there was a 4.5% rise in violent crimes in 2022. In a clear case of manipulating the numbers.
And nobody trusts them.
And it only, it's just
this
there to.
This doesn't happen by accident.
No. How can you trust them? They hope they can get by with it till the next election passes. And then they just lie through their teeth again. And to trust any of them, I don't know how you can.
Look at the COVID stuff, you know, and the lab leak stuff.
Total lies.
You know,
or
the
inflation. I mean, they.
Or inflation.
Inflation's down 2%. It's like, well, why does dog food cost $60?
No kidding. Yeah. It's and it just none of this makes sense. Nothing that they're doing. I had a real good talk with a buddy of mine in law enforcement a couple of days ago, and literally talking about seizures, and how seizures of guns and ammunition are going to be taking place. And I said, "You guys are already gearing up for that?" And he said, "Well, it's coming." And I'm just like, "Holy cow." We have got to take charge, and we need new leadership terribly. We need a bunch of new leadership in this state. Here in Michigan, it is not good. So, and to top that, the FBI made no formal announcement about the revision. So check out that podcast from that Colleen Noir. And it's just obvious that they concealed gun violence spike while Biden was in office. So there's nothing else I can say about it. But from the NRA, media covers for Kamala's hypocritical stance on guns, that's common right now. It's she says one thing and the word salad comes out in a way that makes absolutely no sense. And then the reporters basically do her bidding for her just constantly. You don't see that happening for Trump. No matter what he says, it's bad. And it's got to end. I don't know. How do you guys feel? You guys are both going to be voting red, I think.
So here's another one. So do you know who Leonardo DiCaprio is, Leo?
Leonardo?
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. So he's got this video.
Leon?
He's got this video talking about the, you know, global warming.
Yeah.
Carbon dioxide. It's going to kill us.
Uh-huh.
And how important it is to stop fracking and all this stuff. And like, and he's supporting Kamala.
Oh, sure.
Now, she's come out for fracking now.
Yeah.
So I was like, how can you support her?
Yeah.
Oh, because she's lying, and you know she's lying.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's
okay.
Fitting the narrative.
Well, then they really don't care. They fly around in their private jets, their carbon footprints, you know.
Yeah.
80 times what mine will ever be. So.
No kidding. I mean, I feel bad when I take one flight. You know, I'm thinking, well, I should lose weight before I get on the plane. They don't care. Bring the entourage. But I urge you to vote red and join the NRA. Vote pro 2A. Know who you're voting for. These judge decisions and everything, these are terribly important. I want to say names that are going to pop out in my head, but Trump, Fink here in Michigan, very important choices. And whatever we do, we got to realize that our attorney general and the entourage in Lansing is bad news. They are, if they haven't already done it, they're going to try and steal this election. No matter what you say, I know I'm right. So, all I got to say about that, Dano. What do you think?
Well, why would you fight cleaning up the voter rolls? Why would you fight taking people who are legally not allowed to vote off the rolls?
Exactly.
I mean, there's only one. Why would you fight to have the mail-in ballots expanded?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they don't do it anywhere else. They don't allow mail-in voting. In other
democracies, I don't know why we couldn't do it all one day. You know, let's just make it the day off work and we all go vote or something like that. But we still got to have radio and police.
I don't trust the mail-in voting.
Voting ahead of time by hand. I walked in by hand and voted.
The voting in person early. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. I did it on a Saturday.
Yeah.
After the show, I went and voted, and it was, you know, it was very convenient. It was busy.
Yeah.
It was so busy. Yeah. It was packed when I voted. That's one thing. And they had the option. You could do the voting machine, or you could do the paper ballot.
Yep.
Said ballot, please. You know, I did that. I just feel like that's a different thing from getting a ballot and then putting it in a drop box.
Yeah, all that problems they saw in Pennsylvania where the machines switched the vote immediately, and in Arizona too. So and who knows
Michigan,
how many times it happened in Michigan.
Antrim County,
right,
they had the
The total, and it's not a big problem. It's a problem if any vote is changed.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about it. And it just makes me sick that we've allowed to be dumbed down to the point where we're allowing this to happen. So very frustrating. And
get out and vote. It's this Tuesday. Make sure that you do that. And we're going to talk about guns and other things when we come back.
And
this
big
is
things
the
happening
show.
Today.
What's going on today?
Big things happening today at Williams Gunsight.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
November
big sale.
November 2nd, huge round-the-clock giveaway.
They're giving away tons of stuff.
Yeah, $7,000 for the gear. We'll talk about that when we come back.
We got Eric with us from Williams Gunsight Company. We're also going to talk about suppressors and more. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Back right after this.